Hi, my name is Angie.
Why is mine not working?
Okay. Hi, my name is Claire, and this is Angie.
And we will be talking about who we think is a better boy band.
Yeah.
I will be talking about BTS.
And I will be talking about One Direction. Hi, Brooke.
Okay, I go first?
You go first.
Okay. BTS is a Korean K-pop group. They have 7 members. It's J-Hope, Jungkook, Jimin, RM, Suga, V, and Jin. And they first debuted in 2013, and they have been a band ever since then. They have won many awards, and they even got to speak at the United Nations, and they were the first Korean K-pop band to ever get to speak at the UN. They sold out in New York within 5 minutes, and their movie that recently just came out sold 1.8 million more tickets than the One Direction movie did when that movie came out.
I don't even remember ever seeing that movie in theaters.
They've won many awards. They were the first K-pop group to ever go to the Billboard Music Awards and the AMA Awards. They are the number one, as of right now, they are the number one boy band in the world. And I'm trying to think. The youngest member is 21, which is Jungkook, and the oldest is Jin, which is 27. They have thought about disbanding the band, but a couple of days ago they won the Hong Kong Award at the MAMA Awards, and they're very excited that they never disbanded their band, because if not, they wouldn't have gone to where they are right now. And they have a very strong fandom, and they are called ARMY. The ARMY.
Crazy.
They are. They bought, one of the ARMY members bought Jimin his own star and gave it to him. They have done pretty crazy stuff, but it's only because we love them.
I wouldn't call that a declaration of love.
Okay, you can go.
So, One Direction was formed in 2010. They all individually auditioned for the X Factor, and they all made it to the second round. And in the second round, they were put together as a band by the leader of the show, like the lead judge of the show, Simon Cowell. They, in the 5 years that they were a band, they released 5 different studio albums. There were 5 members until 2015 when Zayn left the band. They went on 4 tours, and I totally forget what I was going to say. They had multiple movies that came out over the span of the 5 years. At the end of 2016, they decided to take a break that was supposed to last only 18 months, but now here we are almost 2 years later, because we're really thriving in 2018. So, they all have released their own separate music as separate artists. They all remain friends.
So no beef?
No beef. Well, there's some beef.
Ah.
There's some beef. There was like when Zayn first left the band, him and Louis got into some arguments on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that.
From because, and then, like, Zayn also, like, was trying to, like, go after Harry at one point, and he was, like, saying that him and Harry were, like, never really close, and that he was never, like, friends with Harry, and that Harry, like, kind of distanced himself from the group, but, like, no one really believed him. The fandom are called the Directioners. Which is, they're a mess too. I can't.
I feel like maybe a lot of fandoms are like that. Like they can go really
especially
crazy.
Especially boy band fandoms.
Yeah.
They're just not fun at all. They're a little crazy. The Larrys, the people who ship Louis and Harry, they're insane.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
there might. Well, actually, a lot of people ship that like in BTS because like they a lot of people assume that they're gay and they're not, but they have like edit had like make edits and stuff
podcast.
Like that.
Yeah, like, that's my biggest problem with, like, One Direction is, like, the fandom.
The fandom. I would say it's the same, because they can get really crazy.
Because their music's so good, and, like, they're all such, like, good people, but then, like, the fandom's, like, actually insane.
They do some pretty weird stuff.
Like, One Direction broke up, like, 2 years ago, but they'll, like, people from, like in the Larry fandom mainly... They'll, like, find the smallest, like, if Louis is in England and Harry's in England at the same time, they'll be like, oh, they're together, like, they're,
Oh, they make it into a big deal.
Yeah, they'll make it into this huge deal, and I'm just like...
Is it the same? Like, a couple years ago, there was a picture... Oh, it was, like, a challenge that BTS was doing in a TV show, and one of them had to kiss the other one on the cheek, and the angle that they shot it made it look, like, as if they were kissing. So... It, like, spread through Twitter saying that they were dating and that BTS were gay and, like, and stuff. But, like, it obviously wasn't true.
I mean, Harry came out as, like, well, he never, like, officially came out. But he did write a song where he, like, came out as bi. But, like, Louis has denied, like, multiple times that he's, like, not gay, that he, like, likes girls. And even while... Even, like, during One Direction, Louis and Harry were both in and out of relationships. So a lot of people were, like, their girlfriends were, like, beards. And, like, it was just stupid.
The BTS members never, ever said who they dated. They did date whenever they were in high school, but they, as of right now, they are not allowed to date anyone because of how famous they are. It's, like, a rule from their company that works with them. And then, also, since, like, they're always, like, mostly in, like, Korea, they don't really ever, like, come to the U.S. Like, right now, I think they're in, South Korea. So, yeah. They're not really allowed to date, which is kind of upsetting for a lot of girls, including me, but I don't know.
One Direction was never, like, that strict, but their management was, like, insane. Like, they're managed, like, there's, like, behind the scenes of interviews, like, released, like, after they got out of the Modest management, and they would, like, not let them say things. You can, like, slowly see over time, like, how they're being, like, told to say less and less and less and less. Because when they first started, they were always, like, really energetic, really excited to do interviews, really excited to, like, talk to the interviewers, but then as time went on... They were allowed to say less.
I feel like they can be controlled and manipulated too easily. Because there's been, like, a lot of documentaries about how, like, boy bands can, like, get overworked. And especially, I recently went not that long ago to watch the BTS movie when it first came out. And they did talk about how they felt suffocated because of the fact that they had to keep working. And they didn't want to upset, like, their army. And I feel like it's... like sad because they have so much pressure on themselves but like then again like if they were like to ever like disband then it would break a lot of like
and management
hearts.
They can be like oh we made you like have to listen to us like we're the reason you're famous so like
it can become very manipulative and like 30 seconds
boy bands.
Love them or hate them.
Literally.
Can't have both.
You really can't. Everyone hated One Direction. I was such a One Direction stan. I got made fun of so much.
That's me right now, because of K-pop. Like, they think it's weird, but, like...
Yeah.
Everyone has, like, their own things that they like, and you shouldn't really be judged by that.
Yeah. Just let me listen to One Direction if I want to listen to One Direction. K-pop. It's just like, yeah. I don't know.
You don't listen to all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Stop boy bands.